Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Godfather of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, this Friday, our summer circuit takes us to Cobos Q in Edo.
Woo,
we're going to be there.
Baby!
7 a.m., our show. The next show, right up until 3 o'clock. Get your long weekend started for 4th of July weekend. You can register to win a new grill from Texas Star Grill Shop and a weekend getaway from Lafayette Travel. It's this Friday. See you at Cobos Q, 2012 Rusk Street, a short walk from Minute Maid. It'll be the day after Verlander versus Cole, and it'll be that night Oakland comes to town for the weekend. So we got that going on. So Cobos is just right around the corner from the Astros. We'll be celebrating. Not Oakland. It'll be the Angels, and then Kansas City, and then at Oakland. Okay, it'll be the Angels, not Oakland. Angels that night. So you can fully expect that we're gonna have a beanball war.
All right. Yeah. So so here's the deal. Jake Odorizzi, we know, with the minor league rehab assignment, he is expected back to the club in early July. So that's going to be coming up right about the time we're going to Cobos this Friday is when the Astros are going to start getting close to making decisions on Jake Odorizzi. And when I say making decisions, you know, Christian Javier's had some starts that have been unbelievable. 13 strikeouts and 7 innings in a combined no-hitter against the Yankees on Saturday. You cannot take that kind of talent out of the starting rotation. I'm sorry. You just can't. And I know the argument could be, well, Lance, you're sitting here telling me an hour ago how the Astros need bullpen help and all that. Yeah, I mean, in theory, if he was going to be the closer or if he was going to be a setup man that you used to use like, you know, Dotel or like Lidge when Lidge is a setup guy, you know, if you're going to, well, he was a setup to Dotel and then they got to Wagner. But if you're going to tell me you're going to use him that often, like you use Hector Neris or like you use Ryan Stanek, I'm cool with it. That's fine. Well, we could talk about it then. But right now, John, to me, he's so good right now. You got Urquidy, who had a beautiful game yesterday. So you got Urquidy. You got, and other than Urquidy, and this was pretty eye-opening, other than Urquidy having a terrible, was it you, John, on Friday that talked about Urquidy really has had just one, has just really pitched poorly against Seattle, and other than Seattle, he's dominated everyone else, basically?
Yeah. Pretty much.
I mean, when you look at that and you factor that in and you look at Christian Javier's year so far as a starter and you look at obviously Justin Verlander, Fromber, those are no doubters right there. Who am I missing here? Fromber, Justin Verlander, Christian Javier, or
Garcia.
Urquidy? Oh, and Luis Garcia. When you talk about those guys, I would put Luis Garcia and Urquidy, you know, based on how Christian Javier is thrown and I think his potential. To me, when Jake Odorizzi gets back, all right, if you want to go to some six-man rotation stuff at different times of the year, that's fine. But are you taking any of the five out right now for Jake Odorizzi? Do you have the balls to do that, John?
It's such a hard decision. I don't know. I have no idea what they're going to do.
And Jake was pitching pretty good when he got hurt.
It was funny over the weekend. And how long can this Castro thing last? I mean, honestly, how long can you do that? I mean, they said, okay, Siri, gotta go. Got McCormick, gotta go. We'll try this Manichevich. We'll try and Dubon. Hey, big ups to Click. Dubon has been he can play all these positions. He's come up with some big hits. He's a 211 career hitter, and he's come up with some huge hits so far.
Oh, yeah, he's got a lot more confidence than he had early.
And they like Manijevic. We'll see. He looked really, really bad yesterday. But you know what? That was against Nestor. And how, you know, hey, we're not gonna bat Jordan, this lefty, against Nestor. But here, Manijevic, go get it. Get in there. Oh, well, it turned out that that was.
By the way, Clay Holmes is filthy. I think he had a. Who was his at bat against Clay Holmes? Like, Clay Holmes has just got, yeah, his stuff is so nasty. Odorizzi, worst case scenario, will be a long reliever out of the pen. I don't know.
Well, what do you do? Do you really throw him in the pen? You think that that's.
Well, I think what
about,
I think what if, you do,
okay.
I think
what and you what do about McCullers? How about McCullers closing?
And no, that's definitely. Here, you want me to put that to bed? Let's put that to bed right now. Lance McCullers on Saturday, the 25th, through batting practice for the first time, live batting practice, about 20 pitches. He's been throwing before that. Brian McTaggart caught up with him. This is on Brian McTaggart's feed on Twitter. He caught up with Lance McCullers, and here's what Lance McCullers said about his batting practice debut.
It was good, you know. So, you know, obviously first time doing that. First time we, like, warmed up in the bullpen and, like, had, like, somewhat of a little break. And then, you know, face hitters through 20-ish pitches, give or take a few. It's up to 93, so that's a really good sign because the velo is just, you know, increasing steadily on its own, not really having to go get it or anything like that. So that's it's a big win. Threw a slider today, felt really good with that, and a lot of good changeups, good sinkers. So overall, I mean, couldn't ask for much more for today.
I think, you know, you get excited seeing him throw when they showed it on the footage. They showed it on the game yesterday, and you saw Lance McCullers throwing, and you get excited. And then when you hear him talk, you realize he's still a ways away. I mean, he's excited about the velocity being up to 93 now. Typically, Lance McCullers can hump it up around 97, so he's still got a ways to go. I don't know about you, John. When I heard him say, you know, I threw a slider today, which was cool. Like, oh,
yeah, right.
Yeah. I mean, that's cool.
Well, isn't that's cool?
And he didn't throw any curveballs.
Something that you have to do.
They asked him a later question was, "What about curveballs?" Like, no, but I've thrown them off flat ground so far. So he's still in the early stages. I mean, I don't think we see him in July. I think the hope is that maybe you get Lance back sometime in August would be my guess, because based on what he's saying right there, John, I don't have a lot of confidence that this is, you know, I don't think he's a couple weeks away. I'll tell you that much. I think he's a lot further away than that.
Let's say they keep on going the way they are. He doesn't come back until after the All-Star break or even later. How do you take anybody out of the rotation for a guy that hasn't been there all year?
I know. So I think what you're going to have to do is try to move Jake Odorizzi.
That's what I think, too. And you say you don't give up starters. Somebody was like, you don't give up starters. They've got seven bona fide starters in the playoffs.
But you can't count Lance McCullers right now.
No. When Lance comes back.
Yeah, but if he doesn't make it back this year, which is possible, I think we still have to – I mean, we still have to keep that. He may not come back as Lance McCullers this year. He may be a year away from being really fully back to the way we want him to be. So if that's the case, you know, maybe you say you keep Jake around, and what's the worst thing you do? Stash him in the bullpen? Okay. He won't be happy, and you're still paying a guy a decent amount of money to be basically a middle reliever, but it's better than not having a starter. I get that. Maybe you don't. Maybe you don't move him. If you thought Lance McCullers was going to be back sooner rather than later, obviously I think moving Jake Odorizzi makes perfect sense. Just based on what you told me previously, and then even just listening to that, I think that even when Lance gets to the point where his velocity is up to 95, 96, because it does make it being 1 to 2 miles an hour off on your velocity or 3 miles an hour, ask Pedro Baez, who's no longer with us. Ask him how it works.
Well, he's not dead.
Well, but he's no longer with us. He's dead to me.
No, he's no longer with us. You're
but
right.
But he's dead to me.
Yeah, he's dead. No. To us. Well, yeah. I mean, that was some money wasted. No. 1 to 2 miles an hour. If he can get up to 95, 96, that's huge. That's going to be huge.
But then you got to see how the breaking pitches handle. How does he recover? Like, what does his recovery look like after a 70-pitch inning? I mean, all that stuff still has to be vetted as well. That's going to take a while.
Well, and I threw a slider today. I'm excited.
Look how much they're paying him, John. They're paying him, what, $18.5 million a year. They're not going to blow him out again this year and screw it up.
No.
They've got a long-term investment that's guaranteed. They want to make sure he's healthy and ready to go. It wouldn't shock me if this pitching staff pitches as well as they pitch this weekend, which is that's crazy. That's insanely good. But if they pitch as well as they pitch this year, John, why rush Lance McCullers back?
No, not at all. They won't. They just won't. There's no reason to. But how about he comes back in? How about he comes back in September, late August, September, and you know what? He says, you know what? I don't know that I've got the stamina and to go all the, you know, to throw seven innings. I will go out of the bullpen. How about a Lance McCullers coming out of the
seventh
pen?
Inning, giving you some
seventh, being the seventh or eighth inning guy?
Yeah, if he could throw, you want him to throw strikes, but yeah, I mean, that'd be great. Problem is, I don't know that you want to, you know, you really have to be sure about how you're letting his arm repair from
I'd rather do that.
Appearance.
I mean, if he's throwing 93 right now and he's able to, he can hump it up for an inning. I'm not going to ask him to do seven, though. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, if you had Lance McCullers one out of every four games, five games,
Over Paredes or over, I don't care who it is.
Bielak is down. Paredes is up, as you mentioned. Chaz McCormick has been optioned down. Jake Myers, in case you missed it, made it back with the big club. He's still got a little ways to go, but it's good to see Jake Myers back.
No, absolutely. He had a couple hits his first game back, and then he didn't do anything yesterday. But he's just back. And you know what? Dubon can play center field. Matichevic, apparently, somebody said that Matichevic played some center field in Corpus. If he did that, then okay. And listen, when Yuli's got to sit, if Yuli continues, if he's struggling, although he's playing. How about the way Bregman's hitting now? As a matter of fact, we've got a Bregman sound. Bregman talking about that they're better right now. Here's Alex Bregman talking about this baseball team.
We played extremely good baseball. You know, it's June, so it's a regular season game. But I think we played extremely good baseball over the last few weeks. I think our team is playing well. You know, getting even closer knit than before. Just from playing together, each team is different. Each year is different. But you know, these guys in here are competing every single day, showing up prepared every single day to play the game and playing for the love of the game. And I think guys are doing a good job.
The only thing that bothers me a little bit is him throwing it way over the first baseman's head. That's been happening a little too much lately. Other than that, good times. And he's hitting better. That's for sure. That is for sure. All right, 713-780-3776. You've got some Astros thoughts. This is Astros Monday right here. We got Moral Victory Monday, all right? I know we lost two games, but it's moral victories. Kicked their ass all weekend long, did the Yankees. And the Yankees are admitting it. Even their big name sports reporters, radio announcers, they're all like, oh, man, the Astros are right there with us. Time to talk about the Morley Law Firm, okay? Do you have any issue whatsoever? Are you being sued? Did you have an accident? Is it your fault? Was it somebody else's fault? Were you hospitalized? Do you have hospital bills? Is the insurance company taking care of it? Are they not taking care of it? Was it an 18-wheeler? Because 18-wheeler accidents that could mean some money in your pocket. But not because you're greedy, but because you deserve it. My goodness. And especially if you had pain and suffering, you need someone behind you that is going to get you the money that you deserve. Okay? Civilly, criminally, if you have an issue with if the migra is after you, huh? Se habla español. Okay, so any immigration problem, the Morley Law Firm is here for you. But it's anything. It doesn't matter what it is. Did you have a malpractice? Did you have are you being wrongfully accused by the police of something? Rightfully accused by the police of something? And you still need representation. And you can still, you know, let these people who have experience make sure that they get you the least amount of punishment that you can possibly get. And that's what they're doing every single day. Morley Law, Morley Law.com. MorleyLaw.com. Make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955. Make the call, Morley Law,
713-839-9955. This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Gulf Coast Chevrolet with NJ.
GNC.
Godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Piss pockets. The Astros have tweaked their rotation. Framber Valdez starts tomorrow against the Mets. Justin Verlander will pitch on Wednesday against the Mets, and then Luis Garcia goes on Thursday at Minute Maid against the Yankees.
Why do you think that is?
Because Verlander will stay in his regular spot.
Yeah, I think that's all it is.
Yeah. I don't think he would. But no, I don't want to face the Yankees again.
No, no, no. It's not that. I think it's, you know, you just wonder if they, if the Astros would say something like, you know what, we want our best pitcher not against Cole to have the best chance, because we can beat Cole with anybody. Like, you know, Cole's not hard to beat. We crushed him with Javier and just a bunch of guys, so it's no big deal. Garrett Cole's easy to beat.
Yeah.
Garrett Cole's pretty nasty. That Garrett Cole, I wish terrible Garrett. Astros have whacked Garrett Cole before, but Garrett Cole's also had two very good games against the Astros since he went over. But one of them, they lost last year. But the other one, right before the, you know, we know that the game following was the Jose Altuve home run off of Chapman. But the other one was this year. He had a really good game on Saturday, but Christian Javier is just a little bit better. And J.J. Mattejewicz is just was able to get out the bomb squad, make it happen, taking a quick 1-0 lead. So you got Framber, then you got, okay, that's fine. So Luis Garcia is going to be dueling Garrett Cole?
Yes, it's going to be Luis Garcia on Thursday as opposed to
presuming
Verlander
Garrett
versus
Cole. Is the starter for them.
Verlander versus Cole, that game would last 27 minutes. Verlander and Cole going at it, that would be totally, totally sweet.
That'd be a fast game.
Yeah, that'd be a really fast game. It's a they're playing it, I think, at 5 o'clock so that the Yankees, they're going to, you know, they're making a little bit of Yankees got to travel and then travel again right after the game. So that's nice. And you know what? Oh, well, the Astros are accommodating them. Baseball's accommodating them, and as well they should. I wanted to see Verlander and Cole. That would have been totally, totally sweet. 5 o'clock's a little early, and that's a problem. But, oh, well. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here.
You sound good right now. You sound like you're doing well.
I'm really struggling.
How do you like waking up early doing radio? It's fun, isn't it? West Coast.
I'm really, really, really struggling. I mean that it was the whole just, I mean, poker can take it out of you. Brother, I could play all day golf and whatnot. Yeah, just you get no sleep and then you're grinding on poker all day for 13 hours in
a
day.
That's a grind, yeah.
That's a grind. It's a grind, brother. It'll get you sick. It'll wear you out. Wear you out. But I'll do it again. I'll do it again next year. I might take the day off, though, when I play in the second day. I might take that day off. I don't know. Maybe try to do a little bit too much. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm trying to look for this. What do you think about this no-hitter thing, that the announcers can't say it? And Brian McTaggart always gets the business, right?
I know, because he intentionally does it. So does Mark Berman. There's a lot of people who intentionally – it's almost like they're being contrarians, so they have to come out. The Astros have a no-hitter after four. Like, come on, dudes. Why are y'all – I'm superstitious, so you can't really ask me. I'm good with – look, Jeff Blum's a baseball guy, so Blummer knows the deal. He ain't talking about it, and I respect it. I didn't even realize Luis Garcia had a no-hitter. I'm in the sixth inning. I'm like, wait a minute. They don't have a hit yet. My son Mason runs and he goes, oh, my God, Dad, the Astros haven't given up a hit now in 15 straight innings. I'm like, wait, what? Is that? Oh, my gosh.
16,
I went
at
the time. It was 15 straight.
Right.
I looked and I'm like,
you weren't watching?
I did not even realize, and I told him, don't say anything. I did tell him, I said, don't say anything.
You can't not. You can say it. It doesn't matter.
Nah, don't say
it. What is wrong with people?
Don't say it. Okay, you know what? Then keep saying F. Altuve. If you're a Yankees fan, you should keep doing
that's
that.
That's dumb.
I'm
that's
telling you right now, if you were a Yankees fan, would you tell other Yankees fans to shut up? John Boy, hey, RJ, go to John Boy Media's Twitter page and pull up. There's just a video of him eating a – it's from Saturday. He's eating a little hamburger. He's in a shirt that says bananas. Oh, no, you can't because he uses F. Altuve. He says the actual word. But he basically – he goes, I don't – this is after they got no hit. He's like, hey, guys, just a post-game wrap-up. I'm at a kid's birthday party. I didn't watch any game. I don't know. I guess it was a good game. Everyone played well. You know, I guess the Astros won, whatever. He goes, you know, I didn't see it. You can tell he's pissed off they got no hit. He goes, I didn't see it. I don't know. But, yeah, stop saying F. Altuve. He goes, you know, it's clearly not working. All he's doing is just killing us. Can y'all please just stop saying it right now, right effing now. Stop saying F. Altuve. If I'm a Yankee fan, at some point you have to say, look, this guy is reaching base or hitting home runs all the time. Maybe we just – and I'm superstitious. I just told you that. I, at some point, am believing that if we don't say F. Altuve, that maybe he'll make it out. Let's try that one. Let's try the one where we don't say F. Altuve. We've been saying it long enough. He gets it. He knows we don't really care for him. Let's now not say it and not poke the bear. Because I don't know I've ever seen anyone respond. And it's not just him. He's done it to the Red Sox, too. Anybody, he's done it to the Dodgers. When people try to yell at him about being a cheater, he takes it and basically ruins your whole life. Jose Altuve will take away everything that you love if you keep this up. If I'm a Yankee fan, I ain't doing it anymore. I'm done. That's just me.
That is you. I'm not doing it anyway because I think it's, well, it's crude. There are kids at the park. I'm seeing more and more. You remember we told the story? I just saw a Twitter of a guy sitting at a ball game with a kid next to him, and he's tweeting his, I don't know, girl or whatever about dirty, I mean, ugly things. And the phone's right there where the kid can read it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, hey, don't you have any... I mean, don't you try to, you know, try to hide a little something from it? This F. Altuve chant in Yankee Stadium with all those fans there, you can't be a bigger. I mean, come on, have a little bit of class. Have a little bit of class that you're dropping F bombs with these. It's New York. I understand the kids learn F bomb. That's the first thing they say. It's not mama or daddy. It's F bomb. But have a little class, Yankee fan. Just a little. I mean, if they started that in Minute Maid, I would be so pissed. So pissed. I mean, like, come on. We're not – that's not us. That is just not – we're not doing that. And you know what? That isn't us. And we wouldn't do that.
Astros fans are better about – we have some A-hole fans in the fan base, but fans do a pretty good job of – I think relative to other fan bases, Astro fans are pretty good about not being total idiots in the stands. I honestly do believe that.
Yeah, I believe it too. You know what else I believe in, Lance? Coors Light. You think here at the Golden Nugget in Las Vegas,
will that make you better? Do you think you can get better if you start drinking now?
I think it's – well, am I refreshed? Listen, all of this, I'm dehydrated. You know why? Because of the sneezing and the antihistamines. Maybe I do need Coors Light. Maybe I need to be refreshed. Maybe I need that in my body right now. Maybe it's because I haven't had any. I didn't have any yesterday because I was sick. But that was the wrong way to go about it, probably. I don't know. What I do know this is that when I'm refreshed, I feel great. I feel great when I have cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. I was keeping Las Vegas chill for the first 3 days here, no question about it. I was definitely keeping Las Vegas chill. And I will continue to do that. Once I get better, I'm right back on that horse. I'm right back in that saddle with cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Look, if you're looking for the world's most refreshing beer, if you want to keep Texas chill, I was keeping Vegas chill, you keep Texas chill with cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Whenever I wake up, I get this feeling that I can't wait up. This time is ticking.
Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Boy, did you see this? It was pointed out to me by, I don't know who sent it, but Ford Atkinson. Do you know who Ford Atkinson is?
Wait a minute. How do I know that name? I do know that name.
He says, Ford Atkinson says he's been in the media, in the Houston media, for 30 years. Emmy-winning former TV reporter, now communications consultant, media training guy.
Maybe anyway, that's why I know the name.
I don't know him.
Maybe it was Ford Atkinson. It was, let me see, anchor reporter, KRIV.
Oh, he, okay.
Channel 2 reporter. That's how. Ford Atkinson. Yeah, that's how it is. It's a... He was a TV reporter back in the 80s with Channel 2.
Let's be honest. The Astros TV announcers fear the Twitter mob if they say no-hitter, what radio and TV baseball announcers have been saying since the advent of broadcasting, i.e. no-hitter is in progress. The radio team has it right. And Blomer says, because they're radio, they have to say it. We have graphics. And we have all kinds of different ways that we can, and we use different code words. Our people know. Anyway, Ford Atkinson goes at him, and then Astros Twitter went after Ford Atkinson. I mean, Ford
so
was kind of
so basically made,
had
a basically
stick.
Made
Ford had
point.
A stick up his butt. I mean, he's going after him hard. Another deceptive answer. Nice try. Too bad you refused to be forthright with the viewers. Because they won't say no hitter, really. I mean, if you feel like, and listen, forever, you wouldn't even let your kids say it.
Blummer said, no, I locked one of my kids' snacks out. I've got a video of this doing Mike Fiers throw a no-hitter. I got a video. Snacks wasn't in the room, and so he tried to come in the room when it was, he was what, 8 years old at the time, I guess, or seven? He tried to come in the room, and I had Mason hold the door on him and close it to where he couldn't get in because, I'm sorry, you weren't in here. Like, we're in the ninth inning trying to finish off a no-hitter. You're not in here. This is how I feel, at least. I don't need you ruining it with your jinx. I know there's no way one person being in a room. Well, it might. You don't know that. So we locked Snacks out. He was super pissed. He didn't get to see it, but guess what it was? It was a no-hitter, so I don't care. That's how I feel about it. Jeff Blum said, hey, Astros Twitter, much love. Enjoy the day off. You earned it. See you from Citi Field on Tuesday. Or the next time the Astros don't allow an opposing player to reach via a hit, or when the Astros have all the hits in a game. Be you, level up. When the Astros have all of the hits in the game.
Yeah, so, I mean, come on. I mean, is it that big? That big a deal?
Jeff Blum did sick. I don't know if I love that for Blummer to sick his mob on. Ford Atkinson like that.
Let's see what our people have to say about this.
I mean, Ford got a little snarky with him.
Yeah, Ford did.
Yeah.
I mean,
reason to get that snarky. I had a tweet, so I saw this. I in full honesty here, somebody used this with Russell Westbrook, because Russell Westbrook now wants to fight Skip Bayless. Russell, I swear to God. When you look back at that Oklahoma City team of Russell Westbrook, KD, and James Harden, and you really think about what they were then and now, where Russell's one of the worst shooters in the history of basketball, super, super sensitive and angry. Kevin Durant is the most sensitive player. And at the time, remember he was cool Kevin Durant with all the, you know, he thanked his ma. His mom was the true MVP and all that. You had that version of Kevin Durant. You had James, which is the young upstart. And, of course, James became the superstar we all knew him to be. And now you look at Kevin Durant, who's still an all-time great, but he lost a lot of shine. Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Russell Westbrook, when you look at them now versus where they were back then, it's unbelievable. But this guy basically took a Hubie Brown. He took a Hubie Brown graphic. A picture of Hubie Brown with his hands up like he's explaining something, and he
like you did all weekend.
Yeah. And so he did that. Well, so I took the same Hubie Brown thing, and I said this. This is after the Astros had no hit him, And I'm trying to pull it. I'll see if I can find it right now. But I basically did the same Hubie Brown graphic, and I took the same picture. I'll have to find it for you. Because here's the one I did yesterday with Hubie Brown. The one yesterday was, all right, so you're Dusty Baker. You've got a history of making some questionable decisions, okay? Now, batting the Alvarez kid with two outs and Castro behind him didn't make a lot of sense. Not to me, all right? But taking on Judge, Mike, you don't do that. Not there, okay? Big mistake. That is the Hubie graphic. But I did one on Saturday that caught fire, basically about the Yankees. All right? You've said, all right, you're the New York Yankees, okay? You've got to prove at some point that you can beat the Houston Astros, all right? And the little fella, you continue to say things at him, you scream at him, he keeps hurting you. At some point, you got to stop that, and you got to prove at some point, all right, that you can beat the Astros. Yankees fans hated that I used Hubie Brown against them. I used the Hubie voice, and when you read it, when you see it, you'll 100% read it
just
in a
like Hubie
voice.
Yeah.
It feels exactly like that, and I got the idea from the guy who did that with Russell West. Okay, you're Russell Westbrook, and you're frustrated because you can't make the three ball. You got a ton of turnovers. So I saw that, and I said, hey, I can use Hubie against Yankee fans. All Yankee fans were pissed. They were not happy about that. They tried to come back the next day. What about now? I said, hey, no, listen, you guys are right. I said, this is terrible for the Astros. They dominated. I said, you got seven hits in 27 innings against their starters. I said, you only really outplayed the Astros in about three innings out of the whole 36, and yet you're 2-2, and you proved, as I said, and instead of the Astros stomping you completely out when they had your foot on your throat, they let you up, and now you proved to yourself that you could potentially play at the Astros. I said, this was a big series for you guys, and this is not great for the Astros. They didn't really love that when I put it in those terms. They didn't really love that either. That's actually the truth, though. That's actually the truth. You proved to yourself that you could split with the Astros. The Astros let you have confidence. They let you have confidence. You proved to yourself that you could split with the Astros at home despite getting seven hits against their starters and having to beat Phil Maton, Ryan Pressly, Seth Martinez, and Ryan Stanek. Those are where your runs came. That was basically it. And you got no hit at home, and you still finished 2-2. That was a huge series for you, Yankees. Like, I actually...
You came out of this with a
2-2, and you proved that you could actually compete against the Astros. No, I'm with the Yankees, man. That was a good series for you.
Well, I was thinking this was moral victory Monday for the Astros. It's actual moral victory Monday for the Yankees.
Yep.
I know they won the game, but they got to feel like, no, actually, it's not a moral victory. They're like pooping themselves right now. They're like, oh, my goodness. We had to fight and claw and just barely – they got outplayed all but three innings in that series. All but three innings. I mean, holy crap. When they come – and I was thinking, oh, my goodness, this is the same. Now, 16 straight innings of no hits. This is the Yankee team that's complaining about 2017 when they scored, a total of three runs in four games at Minute Maid? Are you kidding? Really?
Yeah.
And they're complaining. I mean, this Astros team has owned you ever since 15 when Dallas Keuchel went in and beat them in the one game playoff. This Astros team has owned you, Yankees. Oh my gosh. Oh, if it happens again this year, Lance, in the postseason, that this team, I love what Bregman says. You know, this team is starting to come together now. We're starting to learn each other. And you're like, what do you mean? You've been playing together? No. There's all kinds of new guys. There's all kinds. Alvarez has a bigger role. Myers and Siri and you know, Tucker has a bigger role. He's moved into the five hole. Castro and Maldonado split in time. New pitchers, everything. He said every team is different and every team is coming together in a different way. This team started a little slowly. And you know, offensively, they still need help. The guy that I wanted most this offseason, I told you, but in the offseason, I want to see them get a center fielder. Let Pena play short. I want to see go get Marte. How would that have been right now if you've got Marte in center field? I mean, it would have been so good to have Marte running around in center field. Now you'd be complete, right? You still got to go out. Now, there seems a couple of different guys that you might want to go get and whatnot. But this team is now coming. I think this week, between the Mets and the Yankees, has brought this team closer together, and it looked like a real, real contending baseball team. For the first time this season.
Oh, the Astros?
Yeah.
You think for the first time? They had a long win streak? I don't know about
win streak was against nobody's, though.
Yeah, but wait a minute. We were talking about them, Yankees, Dodgers, Mets, Astros. We had them in that top four, and that was that. I think we've had them there before, but this is the first time. It hasn't been as good, and the bats haven't been as good, but I'm with you. I know what you're saying. Right now, I have as much confidence right now coming off of the 2-2, and frankly, it's 4-2 so far against New York teams. I have as much confidence now as I've had all year long because you were winning without Yordan yesterday, right? Jeremy Peña just got back from his injury this weekend and played. Jake Myers is in the lineup, and he's just getting back to trying to, you know, be the guy again. He's never officially been the guy, but we'll see. And if you missed it, Buster Olney on the Wheelhouse on Friday, he said he's hearing from sources. He just said sources, but you could tell it's inside the Astros that they're looking at center field. I think they know. Chaz McCormick's not up. It's Siri got the call to stay up. Jake Myers, but you just know they can get better than those guys. And I think they will do that, John. It's not going to be anyone that excites anybody, I don't think. But you do have some good young talent, so you could buy another legitimate player. I would imagine you could buy a substantial upgrade if you're willing to give up some of your talent.
Yeah, I mean, you've got plenty.
Include Jake Myers, by the way.
And you know what? Oh well. I mean, do you wish right now that you hadn't traded Straw?
No, I don't care about that. That's fine.
No, he's good though.
Straw Schmaw, I don't care about that.
No, he's good though. But
yeah, yeah. I like Straw fine, but that doesn't. Like, I'm not going to go back and redo that.
No, and well,
what did you get for?
I wish we didn't have. I wish we didn't have Maton yesterday.
Oh, that's right. It was Maton.
I wish we didn't have him yesterday. I'm glad we had him in the postseason.
Yeah.
I just wish we didn't have him yesterday.
I'm glad we had him for 2.5 to 3 weeks.
Right, right, right. All right, when we come back, news of the weird coming your way right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't you go anywhere.
Oh, time for me to tell you about SiteJab. My man Hector Garcia putting in work. All the SiteJab crew does such a great job. They got an office in San Antonio. They've got one in here. And it doesn't matter where their offices are. They do so much of their work remotely now. You can get on Zoom meetings. You can do the phone calls. You can go Zoom meetings because what they do, obviously, if you haven't done the Zoom meetings, the Google Meets, whatever, is you can share the screen as a presenter. And so you'll be able to see everything they're doing when they're working on your site. You can give up-to-the-minute updates and your own personal feedback on what they're doing with your site. They can design a site on the front end. Well, they will design a site on the front end. They build it on the back end. If you need an e-commerce site where you can work on having e-commerce available, so when people see your particular business and they want to interact right away in terms of purchasing product, they can do so on the site. They also understand the analytics, which is what is it that keeps people on the sites? And these come from studies that are done across, you know, the tech. What is it that keeps people on the site? What are the color schemes? What are the fonts? What is the flow, the layout, and the design, and how quickly do you get to the information that is needed? And then what is it that the viewer wants to see on the site? And they know all this information, and that's how they build your site. That's why they're so much better at keeping the viewer engaged than you will be when you design your own site or have somebody do it cut rate. And listen, they do it very affordably as well. So I suggest you visit with SiteJab and go to their website, click the consultation button in the upper right-hand corner, and get started consulting with them to find out how they can take your business to the next level. That's SiteJab.com, SiteJab.com.
We'll take a short break.
Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Lance, one of the funniest things that happened in the history of this show, people never heard. It's when Michael P. Davis put too much cream cheese on your bagel. He threw it. Lance was so mad, he threw it on the window.
He intentionally slathered. Like it was an inch high. I don't know what he was pissed off at me about that day. He was a producer. This is like years ago. And I threw it. I was so pissed, probably because of all the personal issues with a failed marriage, but a previous one. But I threw it as hard as I could against the window, and it stuck and just started to slide down slowly. It was like out of a movie.
Awesome. And
Why are you bringing that up?
Well, because apparently, well, they handled it a little differently than you did. You were so mad you threw it against the window. Apparently, at a sandwich shop, they put too much mayo on the sandwich. At a Subway, the customer came back and shot and killed one and injured another.
Oh, my God.
Is that not? No, wait a minute.
Too much.
You are maybe wound a little bit too tight. If too much mayo on your sandwich caused you to come back and kill people.
You shouldn't be walking around amongst us. No, you've got to be somewhere else. It can't be with the people. It can't be with people. So, it can't be with society. If mayonnaise makes you shoot, and I understand that mayonnaise will piss some people off. Mayonnaise is one of those things that gets people pissed off. There's rarely middle grounds. You either like mayonnaise or you despise it. But gunfire? Gunplay?
But do you want to be on this new thing that looks like it's going to be invented? The AI-piloted Sky Cruise, 20 injured, 20 engines powered by nuclear fusion, and would never need to land on Earth.
What are you talking about?
It would be, and 5,000 people could go in this flying hotel, a nuclear-powered flying hotel. Would you want to be on this Sky Cruise?
What am I doing?
Well, it has a pool. It has rooms. It has a pool. It has bars. It has restaurants. 5,000 people.
Is this even a real thing? What are you talking
about?
It's
a real thing that is being invented, that is being developed as we speak.
So what's cool about it? Just that you're in the sky?
In the sky. That's your vacation.
That's the only thing I got. You know what? No, I pass. Unless you got something better than just being in the sky. No, I got 5,000 people around me. That's gross.
Well, and how about this? A plane's attached to it. That's how you get on and off, and how they put fuel the plane.
Sounds like
you
aren't making it too hard.
Oh my gosh, it would never land, ever land. I want to go early before it dies. A woman gave herself a manicure on an airplane. Do you think that that's an appropriate place to give yourself a manicure?
See, I don't care about that.
You know?
Nah, not a pedicure.
No.
If you're on I firmly believe that you need to be. Don't be putting. I was sitting next to a guy who put his bare foot up, crossed his legs.
No.
I've done that with a sock on, but I'm a good person.
Yeah.
Because I have a sock on like a good person would.
We ain't doing that. Yeah. Pennsylvania woman was naked from the waist down, claimed that snakes ate her pants. Have snakes ever eaten your pants?
I mean, do you want me to answer that? It tried to.
There's a woman who's sexually attracted to a fence. Have fences ever been sexually attractive to you?
No. We got to start doing this different. You can't just read a headline and then ask me if I am. You are so lazy on this. Tell me about the story. Stop asking if I'm.
No, we go through these. No, the thing about these is we fly through them, Lance. That's it.
Are you sexually attracted to a fence?
That's the thing about it. No, that's how it is. That's what News of the Weird is. Sorry. And I want to know if any of these things ever have afflicted you.
No, I've never been attracted to a fence.
You've never?
Never.
Okay, a poll says 35% of people say the worst part of being outdoors in the summer is sweating. Agree or disagree?
Yeah.
Is that the worst part of summer?
Yeah. What sweating. Else would it be?
Well, I don't know. Sweating is good. There's
swamp
nothing wrong
ass
with sweating.
Is good?
So, I'm not swamp ass. No. Okay, that's it. You said swamp ass.
How about
ass
this?
On here.
I got one for you.
All right.
A survey, and you probably saw us because we're reading out the same thing. A survey of 2,000 Americans say that from a summer standpoint, The best temperature for air conditioning is 64 degrees.
Ooh, that's a little cold. I saw that. That's a little
that's too cold.
I know. That's how I got
I
this cold.
71.
It's 100 degrees outside, and I had it on 64. I think that's how I got that's, this that, cold.
That's too cold. I think 71 is the perfect
no,
temperature.
No, 67 is the right
67
number.
67 is 67 crazy.
67 is the right number. We're done. Vanessa and Gallant are next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'll be back in studio tomorrow. Y'all have a great day, buddy.
ESPN 97.5.